4MRA Mobile.
I was listening to Louis Armstrong here and I didn't get the call.
The 4 Mike Romeo Alpha. Name here is Fred.
Well, good morning, Fred. Hope you're having a nice day. My name is Tom and I'm November 0 Tango Romeo. I'm up here on Wade Hampton and Greer, headed for our favorite store, Aldi's. How's your day, sir?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Can't complain. I just pulled into the grocery store here. Got to do the weekly shopping while my wife works. But other than that, we're having a fine morning.
A little breezy, but it is 50 degrees, and it is January. I tell people I'm 57 years old and dyslexic. And that's mainly because I get those numbers reversed. And that cold air, it gets worse when you get older, Fred.
Got it, buddy. I'm 44, and I know all about it because I actually work outside for a living at the airport, so I understand that one.
44 Magnum, go ahead and make my day. Clint Eastwood. Well, I was around airports many years ago a lot. I flew in a flight crew in the Navy, but it's been like 58 years ago.
Thank you for your service, first off, and yeah, I enjoy it. I was actually, I worked there for about 3.5 years, and then I went flying as a loadmaster on the 747 cargo plane just about a year and a half ago. Come out of the air for, have more time with the family.
Well, I hope you make those loads secure. I saw one of those where the load shifted on them, the center of gravity, and they lost it, and you've probably seen that video.
Yes, sir, I have. I was actually over there not long after that happened.
Gravity is real important things on airplanes. I flew in the S-2 Grumman off a carrier for a while, and I was an anti-submarine warfare operator, and then I flew in the P-3 Orions later on, which is, they used to work on those down here at Donaldson. And I miss seeing them. I was really surprised to ever see them again because I was stationed up in Moffett Field, California. And I thought about the only place you'd see them is right down at the coast, you know, like Charleston or something.
You're talking about the P-8s, right?
Well, the one that preceded the P-8 was the P-3 Orions. They had the A, B, and C. I flew in the A and the Bs, mainly the Bs. But the P-8 Poseidons come up here quite often. Greenville, is that where you work at GSP?
The GSP, I'm on the cargo ramp. I was confused the 3 with the 8. I'm sorry, it's my fault. Yeah, we see a lot of P-8s out there, KC-135 Stratotankers, and also a bunch of C-17s lately.
She sent me some pictures of the C-17. She lives down there at Five Forks, not too far from the airport, and she wanted to know what they were. The P-8 Poseidon is pretty, all you see is a little bitty sign on the side that says Navy. Other than that, they're not well identified, except they're a 737. Well, what airline is that? I think they have three flights a day down there, so that are cargo planes, don't they?
Flights a day. Right now, we've got 3 flights a week from Maersk Air Cargo, and we currently have, 4 flights a week divvied up between Magma and ASL Belgium.
So what mainly are they carrying? I know they used to have the Antonovs come in, and they carried mainly loads for BMW, and my daughter's an engineer down at GE, and they carried just a lot of the things for the big turbines.
Tanav comes in, it's usually either a turbine or, something dealing with hydroelectric most of the time. And then the stuff coming in, it varies. It's between quite a few companies like Bosch Tool and BMW and a bunch of stuff. That Maersk Air Cargo actually comes from Asia. That's an Asia flight for us. And it could be carrying, oh gosh, anything from Crocs to car parts for Kia.
Nothing. Question is, I've seen various max loads on those. I know our gross weight on the P3 was 140,000, I think, and 9,200 gallons of JP5. But I've seen the specs on those 747s, and some of them can be up to 1,000,000 pounds. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is the 74-8, the 800 series. The 400s, if it's a true freighter, can carry up to 115 metric tons max payload. If it's been converted, generally it's somewhere around 110 to 111.
Those things look like they almost stop in midair as they're coming into land, and they're probably landing at 140 to 160 miles an hour.
I think our landing speed, when I was in the cockpit a few times I was for landing, we were somewhere around 160, 165 mile an hour. But yeah, you're right. It looks like you're just floating in there.
Well, that's awesome. You got a wonderful life. I know it's probably hard work and all, but very, very important being a loadmaster on one of those things. I can't say enough about that. I like those C-17s. They can haul more than the C-130s. Our nephew flew C-130s for about 11 years in the Air Force, and now he flies a 787 internationally for American Airlines.
Cool. That's cool. Well, look, buddy, I hate to run, but I need to get in here and get these groceries bought. It was a pleasure talking to you. And we'll catch you on here again. I'm trying to get more active on the repeater since I got a better mobile in my car. With that, we'll say 73s, and we'll catch you next time. This is KI4MRA, clear?
KI4MRA, N0TR. Pleasure's all mine, Fred. I really, really enjoyed it this morning. And thanks for the update on things. I'm getting pretty old, but I love airplanes. Been to Oshkosh 3 times. Wish I could go again, but I'm getting a little beat up for that. You have a good day in 73s. This is N0TR, clear for war. Department or something getting in up in North Carolina. We just found out last night on the repeater, Fred, so you can just talk over them.
101,